What's going on, everyone? Welcome to another Geek Couch Retro Edition. I'm your host, Sean DeRigger. Thank you for tuning in. This is the podcast where I'm basically archiving old interviews that I did back in 2006, 2007, and I think into 2008 of my old podcast, Indie Uprising and Sean's Unsigned Rock Show. Today is an interview that I unearthed, and I'm very excited to kind of finally bring back and put up on the interwebs. It was a band that I discovered back in 2007 called Medicated Kisses, and they were a rock band. I was very impressed with their singer, Alana, and her real name is Alana Quinn Brodus, and I just loved her soulful voice. So the band, like, when I heard their EP, you know, I was immediately fell in love with that band. And unfortunately, the band broke up in 2008, the year about maybe 6 months after I did the interview. So that really sucked. I really, you know, thought that was kind of a waste because of Alana's amazing voice. So anyway, things got going and I got, you know, busy with the podcast and didn't really keep tabs until now, 2014. I'm finally looking back and all this, and I was wondering, where the hell did Alana go? And so I was doing some research for the show, and I found out that she's, in fact, she has a kind of a soul group that she's in Nashville, Tennessee, and that seems to be going strong. And so I'm just super excited to have tracked her down again and her voice. Her group is called Alana Royale, and it's some good stuff. So what I'm going to do is I'm going to go ahead and play a song from their latest EP, and then we'll kind of go back in time to the interview. Now, the audio quality is not that good on the interview, so I apologize for that. You know, I was just trying to figure this whole podcast thing out, okay? So, but I'm going to go and play a song right now from Alana Royale, and definitely check them out. They have a SoundCloud, soundcloud.com/Alana Royale. I'll put links in the show notes here for you to check out. And, you know, her voice suits this soul thing very well. So I really hope that they do very well with this. So first up here, this is Alana Royale with the song Animal. And then we'll jump right into my 2007 interview with Alana talking about Medicated Kisses. You're listening to the Geek Couch Retro Edition.
Money. But if you're gonna act like an animal, that ain't my
Well, this week's featured band has recently released an EP that is generating a buzz across the country, leaving all of us drooling for full length. The EP was produced by Michael Birnbaum and Chris Bittner, best known for their work on the Coheed and Cambria albums. They've played over 200 shows since their inception in 2005 and are continuing to gain traction as one of the most sought-after unsigned bands of 2007. They were also featured in an AP magazine, in the AP magazine, of course, as the Unsigned Band of the Month. Please welcome Medicated Kisses. I'm talking to Alana. What's up?
Alana, yeah.
Yes. Mm-hmm. Thanks so much for taking the time out of your day. I know you just got back from tour, and thanks for taking the time and chatting with me a little bit about your band.
Oh, no problem. Thank you so much for letting me be here.
No problem. Well, you guys have definitely come out of the corner swinging with your guys' four-song EP. That was released in April. Pretty much everyone I've talked to who's heard it has nothing but good things to say about you guys. I was pretty much floored when I first heard it myself. So did you guys expect kind of this little buzz is going on with the release of your EP?
You know, it was awesome. We had been playing shows for about a year and a half before we put this EP out. So by the time it was ready to go, people were just like, where can I buy music? Like, why can I go to your shows and not listen to these songs on my iPod? You know,
yeah.
People were really pissed about it. and we were like, all right, we need to do this. And so, we were in the process of like putting it all together. And then we got a phone call, saying that we were going to be a MySpace featured band.
Cool.
And in 2 weeks, and the record wasn't, one song wasn't even mastered. There was no artwork. There was no nothing. So in 2 weeks, we put the entire record together. And I was saying the other day, like, props, our guitar player, Chuck, he did all the artwork and put
awesome.
Everything together. And we all just worked so hard and so fast. And the day that we went up on the MySpace featured band was the day our pre-order for a record on Smart Punk started. And
wow.
From that, it was just like, we sold a lot more copies than I was initially expecting in like the first 3 months, and it just kind of like spread. And I mean, I couldn't be more thrilled.
Yeah, cool. When can we expect a full length release from you guys? Have you guys been talking about that, or has this kind of happened so fast that you're just, you know, touring and supporting the EP?
Yeah, I mean, like right now, I just want to push this EP as far as I can. You know,
mm-hmm.
all of us. We put so much work into those songs, and it doesn't seem like a lot because it's just me peeing. You know, it seems like very simple, but the way we record with Mike and Chris is that we work really, really closely with them. So basically, whenever they have a free moment in their calendar,
mm-hmm.
they say, okay, from, you know, the 18th to the 22nd, we have band coming in, and that's their 4 days off, you know, between projects. And they're like, you guys got to get here so we can, you know, finish, you know, basic guitar tracks for your new song. And so we just run there, and we're constantly running back and forth between Boston and Woodstock. So we're always recording. We haven't stopped
mm-hmm.
recording. We go about once every month or 2 months. And we have a whole arsenal of songs. It's just pretty much like shaping a record and making it, you know, your debut record.
Mm-hmm.
I know that we want it to be the best it could possibly be. We want it to be like, you know, the out of like 20 songs, you know, 10 or 12 of the best things that we can write.
Mm-hmm.
So it'll come, but there's no tentative release date yet.
Yeah. Well, like I mentioned earlier, there is this, I mean, with people I've talked to anyway, I'm not sure, you know, well, people I've talked to, there is this, you know, quote, industry buzz surrounding you guys, a lot of the webzines and everything. How are you guys approaching the idea of possibly signing to a label, whether it be like indie or major? How are you guys approaching that? Do you have guidelines that you want a label to meet you with, or, you know, or is everything kind of open?
I think the way it shaped our beliefs was comes from, I mean, I think like anything that happens in your life, your first experience with something kind of shapes your ideas and your, like, your method of thinking about it. Last summer we had our first interaction with the very first label to hit us up. And we went through like the whole song and dance with them and got to a point where there was possibly paperwork and it wasn't the right move for us. And from the end, you know, you kind of think like, I mean, it's very naive to say, but you think like, you know, once you get signed, like, you know, all your problems are going to go away and everything's just going to be handed on a plate to you. When in reality, especially the way the music industry is now, you sign that paperwork and your problems are just starting.
Right.
No, I mean, like, you know, record sales are down and people are not taking as many chances as they can. And like things are just, everyone's kind of tightening the reins. So right now it's kind of like, we would love to be signed and have, you know, more money behind our band and more promotion and like a team of people that's bigger than the one we have. But as it goes right now, we would like to just find a place that understands us musically and understands like what our future goals are. And we haven't found a place like that yet. And you know, hopefully one will come in the future. And we're definitely, we're always down for anything.
Yeah. Yeah.
Yeah. So if you're out there and you're listening, keep it coming.
See if we can get Equal Vision on the line. I'm just kidding.
No, actually, my drummer and I are both from Albany, and we were raised under the thumb of Equal Vision. So I mean, we're and actually one of my favorite bands that I'm listening to right now, who I am so stoked about. They're on Equal Vision. They just signed. They're called Olympia.
Okay.
And I don't know if you're familiar with them, but they're so awesome. And they played in Boston about 2 weeks ago, and we were on tour. And you know, my boyfriend wanted to go, and he was like, "Oh, it sucks. You're not going to be able to see Olympia." And then the other day we were in Atlanta playing, and in the same, we played this venue called the Masquerade that was three venues in one building. And it, one was called Heaven, and the biggest room was called Heaven. There was a Hell, and then the smallest room was Purgatory. And our room was, we played in Purgatory, but across the hall in Hell was Bed Light for Blue Eyes, Tokyo Rose, and Sound the Alarm. And then this, and then on this, in the same night upstairs in Heaven was Boys Night Out, Olympia, and the whole tour that had just gone through to Boston that I missed. And what kids did was that they just paid to get into this club, and you could go to all three shows.
Oh, my gosh.
It was crazy. And so I got to see the tour that I missed in Boston. I actually got to go see it in Olympia, got to see it in Atlanta, and it was Olympia. And they're just really great band, and they were such nice people. And they're on Equal Vision, and Equal Vision always tend to harbor in really cool people.
Yeah, I'm making a note right now. I'm going to add Olympia to the show's playlist.
Oh, yeah. No, they're great. I really dig them.
Awesome. Well, let's go ahead and jump into one of your songs right now. I'm going to play the first track off the EP, A Wolf Among Lilacs. Do you have any background insight to that song before I play it?
Yeah, I mean, I guess it's kind of funny. People always are really curious as to what our songs are about. Because I use you, me, and I, but I never, it's never actually about me. And I really dig like the art of like storytelling. The art of storytelling to me is like just so fascinating. And when you have a, you know, a radio edit, 3 minutes and 33 seconds, and you got one chance to like tell a story in that much time. I mean, it's kind of a really fun challenge for me. And Wolf Among Lilacs is kind of just about a woman who's at the end of a rope and is kind of backed into a corner and feels like she only has one option out, and she takes it and she turns everything around on her husband. And I just was totally thrilled with the way it came out. I feel like the message in the song was like ambiguous enough that a lot of people could connect to it, but I definitely feel like I was able to get my point across.
Awesome. Well, this is A Wolf Among Lilacs by Medicated Kisses on Indie Uprising.
Baby, 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 I cry in the night, I never know. Spinning wheels in motion. Now I present undying devotion to one.
That was Medicated Kisses with A Wolf Among Lilacs on Indie Uprising. Right now I am talking to Alana from Medicated Kisses. Well, you guys have been keep touch with your fans with your MySpace site and with these tour videos that you release each week. Whose idea was that behind these little tour diaries that you guys were doing?
Oh, it was actually really funny because our manager, Jeremy, you know, has been saying to us for quite some time, because if you know the band Monty, R.I., they have, like, their own YouTube channel, and their videos are just, like, fucking hysterical. Like, those dudes, their videos are so funny, and my manager, Jeremy, is, like, really into them, and he was like, yo, you guys got to put some videos out. Like, you guys are really funny people, and you should definitely, like, it's, you know what, it puts you out there. Like, someone in Utah who's not going to get to see us live right now is going to be able to, like, see us and how we are, and just, like, you get, like, a 360 view of, like, a band, you know?
Yeah.
And we were like, you know, Jeremy, that's a terrible idea, because the shit that we say should not be on video. No one should be allowed to hear it or see it, and we should just, you know, really keep that from happening. We should definitely not do it on purpose. And he got us this camera, and we took it out, and then our boy Shonuff, who is the big black dude in the beginning of all the videos.
Shonuff,
dude, he's a fucking hot mess, dude. And between him and Vic, our boy Vic, who rolls with our band, does lights, and was assuming like a tour management position, we just put these videos together, and the shit that's not on there is golden. I gotta tell you, like, the stuff that we don't play on those videos is heinous, and maybe sometime when we're through Texas, we'll play you some stuff, but the videos came out really well, and it's funny, because we met some dudes from, like, when we played in New York a couple weeks ago, some dudes from, like, Island, Def Jam, who, right before they left me, you know, after we talked, they were like, yo, keep those videos coming, because all of us in the office, like, get together and watch them, because they're fucking hysterical. They're just a mess. I love making them. They're hysterical.
Kind of takes the what happens on the road stays on the road thing out of the picture, though, so.
Oh, totally.
You guys are a transparent band, that's for sure. For the most part. Whatever's not edited.
No. Oh, yeah. Well, we'll keep a bloopers reel.
You got to. Someday, 10 years down the line, when there's the best of Medicated Kisses CD or whatever is the format then, / DVD downloadable movie. There you go.
We'll put it out there.
All right. I'm all sidetracked now. I'm like, all right, what am I gonna ask next? let's see. All right. Okay. Let's talk a little bit more about you guys as a band. You've been a band for about 2 years, I think, year and a half or 2 years. What brought you guys together as a band? How the whole Medicated Kisses behind the music story come together?
It's really funny, actually, because my bass player, Aaron, and my drummer, Sal, and I were in a band before this called The Quitters. And The Quitters weren't that good, and it fell apart, and we were living in Boston, and basically it was the band minus the three of us, and it was like, you know what, well, we don't want to not play music together. Like, Aaron and Sal and I, we've been playing together for a number of years, and it was like, you know, that we wanted to keep it going. So it's like, okay, let's start a new project. So we put up some ads on the internet, you know, told people we were looking for a new band, like, kind of like, we were actually pursuing it, but we weren't, like, you know, on the ground, like, running and hunting, and we were always kind of, like, bringing it up to certain people here and there. And then our friend Christmas brought this dude she was dating over, like, she just started dating this guy, and he came over and he sat down and he had a Lex Sunfire belt buckle, and we were like, yo, you like Lex Sunfire? And he was like, hell yeah. He's like, I fucking think they're amazing. And I was like, me too. And he was like, cool, like, what kind of other music are you into? And we started talking, and then we were like, dude, do you play guitar? And he was like, I sure do. And we were like, you want to try out for our band? And he was like, cool, what are you doing? And we're like, well, we don't really have a band yet. We don't really have anything going. But, like, you know, you seem like a cool guy. And then it turned into, then that was Murph, and Murph came on. And then we had this internet, like, email thing going back and forth with this guy, Chuck. And Chuck was supposed to meet up with us, and, like, something happened, and last minute, like, we were all together waiting to meet him. And he's like, yo, I can't make it. And we're like, oh, it's cool, man, let's set another time. we set another time, and then he calls us that time, and he's like, yo, I got a flat on my bike. I'm across the city. I'm on the other side of Boston, and you can't take your bike on the train. He's like, I have no other way of getting there. I got to get home to fix it because I got to work in the morning. And we were like, all right, dude. And then it just, like, seemed, and I was like, whatever. Like, fuck this guy. Like, he's obviously a flake. He can't even come meet us. Why do we want to be in a band? And he came and met us, and after, like, 20 minutes of talking to him face to face, I was sold that he was the one.
Yeah.
Like, I didn't even want to hear him play. Like, I just knew that, like, he played with us and it was, like, cool. Like, musically, like, things were good. And I was like, you know what, man? Like, I'm so glad that we didn't walk away from that, because Chuck and Murph, like, we all decided when our band started, like, this is Medicated Kisses. And without any one of us, it's not Medicated Kisses mm-hmm. anymore. And it's tough, especially the first 2 years of a band. Like, everyone goes through a lineup change.
Yeah.
Like, there's not every single person just, like, high fives and is, like, you know, Captain Planet about it. And, like, let's do it. Woohoo! Like, we're all in it together. Especially because we didn't even know these two other guys.
Yeah.
So you'd think that, like, meeting two strangers, shit would fall apart at some point. And we, I mean, the thing about our band is, like, you know, people talk shit about bands and people say what they want, but, like, the five of us hold on to each other very tight.
Mm-hmm.
And we're not anything without the other one. And we all are very well aware of that. Like, I know, like, you know, people say, like, you know, shit about me or whatever, like, your voice and blah, blah, blah. But, like, if you took those four guys away from behind me, like, mm-hmm. I feel like I wouldn't really have any other legs to stand on.
That's awesome.
You know, we're very, very close as a group, and musically we just connect so well.
Cool. Cool. Well, definitely, in my opinion, it definitely shows on the EP what I've heard so far. So, hey, I'm out of time for the interview.
Okay.
I would love to keep it going. We can do like a whole hour, I guess. I've been pre-recording a bunch of interviews, and I've had a couple really good ones so far. So, Alana, thanks so much for taking the time to talk with me, and I'm sure I'll have you guys on the show again.
That'd be awesome.
Totally. Good luck with everything with the band. I'm really excited to see what's going to happen this next year for you guys. And so we'll have you guys on the show again.
Oh, great. Well, thank you so much for having us, Sean. Thank you for all your incredible praise. It's been amazing.
All right. To find out more about Medicated Kisses, check out their MySpace site, myspace.com/MedicatedKisses. Plus, make sure you get your hands on their EP at smartpunk.com. Drop a few bucks their way and get your hands on this amazing EP. I don't normally recommend EPs, but this is one of the few that I recommend. So here's one more song off the EP. This is Fantastic Gentleman by Medicated Kisses. You're listening to Indie Uprising on XND Radio.
It's not about revenge, just something that I do.